Hey everybody, welcome to the Faith and Fandom Podcast. Hector here with you and totally flying solo today because I do not have friends or associates that I can actually spend time with. I do, but life is just kind of crazy lately. And so I figured I would just come and chat with you like this is an awkward one-sided conversation. So a couple things out the gate. A couple weeks ago, I had a gallbladder issue, which is, you know, not the most glamorous or exciting medical issue to have. But basically, I passed a gallstone, or one got in my bile duct or liver, or bottom line, it went somewhere it wasn't supposed to. And in doing so, put me at risk for pancreatitis. So tomorrow, I'm going in to have my gallbladder removed. So I'll probably be a little less active. Who knows? I don't know. You know me, it's hard to actually keep me off social media. But I plan to be a little less active. And, you know, as scary as that is, it's way better than the alternative because I straight up thought I was dying. Because if you've ever passed a gallstone or had an issue like that, it started at my stomach and swelled all the way up through my chest, and it felt like a heart attack. So on the way to the hospital, I'm having conversations with my kids, you know, telling them I love them and I've always loved them and they need to pursue God and never be afraid. And, you know, I'm giving them the dad's dying pep talk and telling them what to be ready for. And then the only legitimate text I sent to anyone was to Timmy Martins, who is the editor of our books for the last bajillion books. And I sent a text to Timmy giving him all of my login information for the publisher and told him to make sure if anything happens to me to finish the book and publish it for book 6, because we were literally like a day or two away from publication when I ended up in the emergency room. And if I died, I wanted my book to go out. And you can read some more about that in the editor's note for book 6, because Timmy included some details on that in there. But so that's the thing. So tomorrow I'm having surgery, which will be May 23rd will be my surgery date. So I might be out of it for a little while. Might not quite be posting or writing or doing anything like that for a minute. But just letting you know that that's going down. But on the flip side, I'm grateful to be alive. This will be my first surgery beyond like oral surgery. And that's not something I'm like crazy used to or comfortable with. But it is what it is, and I would rather have surgery than die. So I'm going to get real comfortable as much as possible real fast. So that's a deal. Book 6 did get published, and it is out, and it is on Amazon. I've seen a few copies in the wild of people reading it and enjoying it, and I'm just crazy appreciative for everyone that's been involved with it. Rhapsody Artaho, Artichoke, man, I've never actually said that out loud. Art Rhapsody is normally what I call her because that's her Instagram name. Is a cosplayer, model, performer. She did a blurb on the back. Zach Harris, who is, as he refers to himself, my crazy Lutheran pastor friend, did a blurb on the back. Chris Poyer, Crispy, did the foreword. And Timmy did the editor's note, and Vincent did the cover. So, I mean, it's a usual squad of my who's of people that got involved with it. But I'm happy with it. I'm really proud of the book. I'm really happy with what it is. I proofread it before it went to editing and did my best to polish it, but I love the heart that's shared in it. I just love being able to share it. So that's a thing. That's exciting. And it's out. So what's going on in the world of geeky news? Today I saw an article in Bleeding Cool, which I don't like Bleeding Cool, just for the record. Not that, you know, my opinions on anything like that matter. But as a news source, I'm not a fan of their character as a professional organization. But either way, Bleeding Cool put out an article that it's rumored that Tom King is being removed from Batman. And I don't love this because I've really, really enjoyed Tom King's run. And he's 70 issues into a 100-issue run. And this will be one of the longest runs outside of Grant Morrison's run in my adult life. And I just don't want to see, I don't want to see that not happen. And, so I want to see him finish his 100 issues, but it looks like, if this article is to be trusted, that he is going to, only have 85 of his 100 issues out. So I legitimately just hope that's not the case and that he can pull his stuff forward with that. One of the bigger news things in the world of geeky things is that Game of Thrones is over. And the series, not the books, but real talk. I mean, do we honestly expect to get more books? George R.R. Martin posted today that he expects the next book in the series to be done by 2020 at the latest, The Winds of Winter. And, you know, I'll believe it when I see it. I've not honestly read any of the Game of Thrones books. I know my wife started one, but I don't think she went any further than that. But I very well will probably read the last couple just to get a vibe of the differences and to see how the different ending will play out. But, you know, light spoilers ahead. You know what? I can't contain my tongue sometimes, and I honestly don't feel like editing this. So I'm just going to head and put it out there. Potential spoilers ahead. If you really care about the ending of Game of Thrones, or you've managed not have it ruined by all the memes that hit like 4 seconds after the series finale. I'll say this. It was a story I don't regret investing in. The character of Tyrion Lannister for me was well worth. It was well worth the investment for me, just to envelop. It was worth it for me just to know Tyrion Lannister. Tyrion Lannister for me was a fantastic character, and I loved watching his growth as a person and the outcome of his story, the humility that he employed, the wisdom and the grace and the compassion. When you start with someone being a drunken buffoon idiot and turning into a man of wisdom and humility and sacrifice, I just really, really enjoyed Tyrion Lannister's story arc. The same goes for Sam Tarly. Sam Tarly is fantastic, and I just really enjoyed that character. Brienne of Tarth, Tarth Vader, hashtag. They're just characters that I truly loved. I don't know if I care about any of the Starks, like, long-term outside of Arya. Arya was a G. But, man, like, the supporting characters. Tyrion, Brienne, Samwell. No, wait, Samwell is Gamgee. But either way, it's the same thing. I actually have a painting on my wall by George Farmer, who's an artist from shows in this region, that has Sam Tarly, Sam Gamgee, and Sam Winchester on a painting together, because I wanted a painting of all the cool Sams. And so that's a thing that I've really enjoyed, you know, just having it. The characters were worth it for me. On some of the stuff as the series wrapped up, I am not one of these people that were disappointed at all with this season or the outcome of the story. I was not disappointed. I know that some people truly were wounded and their souls were hurt and they felt cheated. But bottom line is this, dude. How do you expect it? Stories are never what we expect them to be. And if they were, we'd be the ones writing them. But we're not. We're the ones reading them. We're the ones watching them. We're the ones enjoying them. So there just has to come a point where we're willing to sit back and actually just enjoy stuff and let the creators take us on a journey rather than being self-entitled, whiny fans that want to pitch a fit when a story doesn't come out the way we wanted it to. And bottom line for me, if that's the case, I stop investing. If I don't like the story, the way the story's going, but complaining that people should change it because we don't like it, that's just lame. We need to be better. We need to do better. There's a review on Faith and Fandom Book 1 on Amazon of someone being mad that I said I don't like Iron Man, but I still wrote a devotional about him. That's my story. I don't like Iron Man as a character. I don't like Iron Man as a person. I mean, like, he's grown immensely. And here's the deal. I'm talking pre-Endgame, pre all these things. 10, 15 years ago, Iron Man was just not someone I had admiration or respect for. So I told my story and someone was angry about it and left me a negative review because I said I don't like Iron Man. You know, that's my story. I didn't. You ask me that now, I have a lot more love and respect for Iron Man than I did. You know, they portrayed his character arc and development from Civil War to Endgame really well done. Just really well done. I cried the hardest at his death in Endgame because I learned to care. But that's part of the journey. That's part of the process of storytelling, is letting people take you on a story. And that's also partially my beef with what they're doing with Tom King. They don't like the arc his story is going, so they're talking about interrupting it midstream. And if you're going to trust someone to tell a story, trust someone to tell a story and realize just because you don't like a chapter doesn't mean you won't like the whole story. And you know what? I think that's a lot of the ways why we treat God the way we treat God, is because we don't like some of the chapters he goes through in our lives, but we don't see the full story yet. And we're getting mad at God because we don't like one chapter, when if we would just be patient and let him get through the story, it would be a satisfying tale for us. It would be a satisfying journey. He would be taking us to a good place. But I mean, that's what they did. Having Joss Whedon alter the direction of Justice League, you know, that was that. Now, granted, you had the extenuating circumstances of Zack Snyder's daughter, and they had to bring somebody in, but they could have brought somebody in just to finish his vision, not try and change it midstream. Interrupting Tom King's 100-issue Batman arc because you don't like your story? Let him finish the story and then be able to look back at it and say, okay, you know what? That turned out well. Some of the best stories don't change until the end. I was talking with someone on the internet that didn't like Shazam because Shazam was immature as a superhero. And I'm like, he's a 14-year-old boy with superpowers. He shouldn't be mature yet. The story should be him becoming mature as a hero. You can't expect a 14-year-old boy to be a mature adult. You can't. And if you're just looking at that chapter, then that's a problem, because you need to be able to look at the big picture. And I think that's one of the reasons why I disliked Spider-Man for a while, was because we never got to see anything on the big picture. We just stayed in the one chapter of him being an immature, irresponsible kid, even though he was 30. You know, all the way back, just to say, with Game of Thrones, I'm not mad that the outcome is different. I'm not mad that who I wanted to didn't get the throne. And here's, I didn't really care. I just wanted to see the story end. I wanted to see a solid ending with that. You know, and I felt the same way about Last Jedi. I loved Last Jedi and people were angry. I just think we do a disservice to ourselves and we do a disservice to God and we do a disservice to creators and artists when we're not willing to let them tell the story or we want to throw a fit when the story doesn't go the way we want. I think we as a people, as a culture, and that goes for geeks, that goes for Christians, that goes for anybody. I think we as a culture need to stop complaining so hard when we don't like a story midstream or at the end. If we want a better story, we need to write better stories. We need to tell better stories. And we need to actually give people the space to become the story that they need to be. Because honestly, none of us would like to be judged at our worst chapter in our lives. None of us want to be judged at our lowest point. So let's give each other and our entertainment and our art a bit of grace to be able to tell the story in their own pace. All that being said, the battle of Winterfell, of the Night King and all of that stuff with Arya. You know, I thought Arya was a G for taking out the Night King the way she did. I'm glad Theon got to rise up and go out like a boss. Lady Mormont, she went down in a very literal David versus Goliath giant mentality. And she went out like a gangster for a character that was only supposed to be in one episode. Man, that was great. My biggest hurt was watching, Dany take the villain turn the way she did. But here's the thing. If you have been watching Game of Thrones and did not see this coming, you have not been paying attention. I don't know what you were watching. I don't know what you were doing. I don't know if you were on Instagram or Snapchat while you were watching this and just missed the fact that this is who she was. There was not going to be a point where she didn't do this. I mean, one of the things that I saw most often is that she was quoted all the way back in season 2 of saying when she gets her dragons, she's going to burn down all of her enemies. She said that long before all the bitterness and strife and chaos set in, because when you're self-righteous, when judgment and when you are the one determining who's good and evil, you will always have the ability to make yourself be the good guy. You will always make yourself be righteous. And you have to be able to be willing to look at yourself and say, am I being the good guy right now? Am I the villain of the story? And realistically, if you're listening to this, hear me out. You are the villain in somebody's story. You might not be the straight up antagonist of destroying someone's life, but all of us are the villain in someone's story. There is someone out there that looks at us, that looks at you as an individual and thinks you are the problem. I know I'm the villain in someone's story. I get that. But we have to be willing to self-examine ourselves. And when all of the most trusted people in your life are telling you, step back. Don't become this. Maybe you should listen. She had Tyrion giving her warning. She had John giving her warning. She had Varys giving her warning. All the people in her life were saying, you know, don't be this guy. And when Tyrion was saying, when the bell was ringing, surrender, you know, that was me. Like, all I wanted to see her do at that point was to kind of die to her rage, die to her pride, die to that, and just fly up to the Red Keep, rip the roof off, and sit down on the throne. If the series would have ended right then, with her, the bells ring, she flew up, ripped the roof off, and sat on the throne, I would have been team Mother of Dragons all day, every day. And I would have been in support of that. But when she went on the rampage, I literally, my heart broke. I'm like, legitimately my heart broke. I've got a friend who is all team Mother of Dragons, and we debated and talked and argued about that for like the better part of 3 hours after the Bells episode ended, just because I couldn't take her going that route. Jon Snow had a quote talking with Daenerys before everything fell apart, and he said, "The world we need is a world of mercy. It has to be." And, you know, I really believe he was giving her the chance to even then turn towards mercy, turn towards forgiveness, turn towards grace, and she didn't. I'm not sad or disappointed at the way it ended. I'm happy Tyrion lived. Well, that's just me. But I would encourage you, hear me out. Be willing to examine yourself to see if you're actually being the villain of the story you're in. And trust God and trust the people in your lives to actually get past the chapter they're on to tell you a better story. Because I think that's what matters. I think that's what's important, realizing we're all telling our story in chapters. Some chapters are better than others. Some chapters are more enjoyable than others. But those chapters are necessary to tell the story the way it needs to be told. With that same quote with Jon Snow, I'd made a meme that went with that, that said, "Be merciful just as your father is merciful. Do not judge and do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven." We're at the place in life where we've had enough of just not being merciful and kind to people, and I think that if we're willing to turn so quickly on entertainment and stories and things like that, that shows that we'll be even maybe not we'll be quicker, but that's within us just to turn on people when they need the most. So let's be better than that. Right when the series finale for Game of Thrones aired, I posted a meme of the Iron Throne that says, "He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble." Now, going back and looking at that, it's ridiculous how accurate that verse is. By the way, that's Luke 1:52. It's ridiculous how accurate that is for the actual outcome of the series. What's funny is we made a print of this. Rachel Johnson McLaurin, who's part of our team, made a print of the Iron Throne with that verse on it like 5 years ago. And so that's not something new I came up with. That legitimately was something interesting that I just love, that, you know, we found one Bible verse dealing with thrones and humility and judgment and stuff like that, and that actually predicted how the series would turn out. So I just think that's pretty dope. Another thing I stumbled upon this week is Batman Holy Terror, which is a one-shot comic book where it's an Elseworld, which meaning it's not official canon, but where Batman finds out that the patriarchal church, like the Church of England government, the way that they're intertwined, hid the identity of his parents' murderers from him. So Batman, as a pastor, basically goes on a war on corruption in the church and the government. And so he's legitimately quoting scripture to people while he's choke slamming them. So if you ever needed Batman quoting Bible verses and choke slamming people, this comic book's for you. I found it on Amazon for $5. It is also on the DC Universe app if you just want to read that. Just for fun, but I'm telling you, that was a neat read for me. I'm not going to hang on here forever. I just wanted to share a heads up that I'm not dead. Game of Thrones is, and we need to look at the big picture. So that's totally a thing. Book 6 is out. I'm super proud of what that book is. The first con I'll really be premiering that book at is Heroes Con here coming up in June, Father's Day weekend, and I'm looking forward to getting getting to share stories and stuff with that with people. So I hope to be back on here soon with some friends and discussing some things. There'll be some more episodes of the pull list. And then also a cool thing is you can check out some short devotionals from me coming up on, let me find this thing, on Back Row Radio. Back Row Radio with Matthew Coker is a, he's running Back Row Radio, and I'm partnering with him and Love Thy Nerd to do a thing called Critical Hit. And each week there's going to be a 2 or 3 minute devotional about geeky things in audible format from me with Matthew Coker. And you'll be able to find that on Back Row Radio. So there you go. Just wanted to let you know that that's a thing coming up. And so I will hit y'all up back after the surgery. And if I don't see you before that, I hope to see you at Heroes Con or some of the other shows coming up this summer, which, by the way, currently looks like my show schedule is. We've got Heroes Con on Father's Day weekend. And I am running a superhero camp in Lumberton, North Carolina, June 24th through the 28th. I'm speaking at Ponderosa Bible Camp, June 30th through July 5th. There is a Christian comic book convention called Kingdom Con in Maryland, and Vincent will be there on June 29th. I will be at Fanboy Expo in Knoxville, Tennessee, July 12th through the 14th. I've got some big announcements hopefully coming up for the July 18th weekend, just to tell you about. I need to confirm some stuff. Raleigh SuperCon is July 25th through the 28th. And then, let's see. And then I've got some Library Con in Fayetteville, North Carolina, which is August 31st. You know, just some other stuff coming up. But I'll keep you posted as we move into the spring. Or not the spring, the fall, about other things coming up. So I hope that you enjoyed listening. Please interact with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of the socials. And let me know what you think about Book 6 if you get a chance to read it. God bless y'all. Have a great day.